We have the great zchus to read Parshas Ha'azinu this week. And Moshe Rabbeinu begins this beautiful shira, this beautiful song, the opening pasuk of the Parsha, Ha'azinu Ha'shamayim Va'adabera Va'sishma Ha'aretz Imrefi. Literally translated, Ha'azinu Ha'shamayim Va'adabera, let the heavens listen and I will speak. Va'sishma Ha'aretz Imrefi, and let the earth hear the utterances of my mouth, the words from my mouth. So there's a beautiful insight from the Sar Shalom of Belz, the Belz Rebbe, that he tells a story that the Magid of Mezrich, who was the primary disciple of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, once wanted to, he was with his Rebbe, the Magid had been there for a while, and it was time for him to take leave of the Baal Shem Tov. But the Baal Shem Tov kept putting off the departure of his beloved Talmud. So okay, a day goes by, two days go by, 3 days go by, at some point in time, the Magid needs to get back to his own affairs, to his own family, to his own kehila. See, he finally asked the Baal Shem Tov, he says, Rebbe, why is it every day I come to take leave of you, and every single time I try to say goodbye, you find an excuse to delay my departure for one reason or another? Rebbe, what's the pshat? Why is it that you're delaying me? And the Baal Shem Tov said something so beautiful. I'm going to read to you in the Hebrew of the Sar Shalom. He says, the Baal Shem Tov responded as follows, Mochi, he said, my mind, this is Baal Shem Tov speaking, my mind is like a flowing spring. And with the spring, the more water you take from the spring, the more the spring has the ability to replenish. In other words, when there's no water being drawn off the spring, so the water remains the same. But the more water you draw off of the spring, you draw from the spring, the more the spring has the ability to replenish itself. So what the Baal Shem Tov was telling his beloved disciples, you don't understand. The longer you're here, and there's someone for me to share my teachings with, the more HaKadosh Baruch Hu fills my heart with Torah. The more I'm able to teach you, the more I'm able to give over to you, the more HaKadosh Baruch Hu infuses my neshama with the koach haruchni, with spirituality, with holiness, with words of Torah to share. If you leave, and there's no one, so to speak, to draw my waters, if you leave and there's no one for me to share my waters with, then ultimately, again, the waters will not be as bountiful. Says the Sar Shalom of Belz, the Belz Rebbe, that's the meaning of the pasuk. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Ha'azinu ha'shamayim va'adabera. If there is someone to listen to my teachings, whether they're in the earth or they're in the heavens, if the heavens are willing to listen, vasishmaretz imrefi, if the earth is willing to listen, then Moshe Rabbeinu says, I have what to say. Or in other words, what Moshe Rabbeinu was saying was, if there's someone who's willing to listen, someone who's willing to learn, then my heart and my soul and my mind constantly fill with additional pearls of wisdom, with additional beautiful pearls of Torah, and I have the ability to share them. The moment that there's no one to give to, the moment that there's no one to share with, then Moshe Rabbeinu says, I have nothing more to give. The Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh wants his primary disciple, the Magid of Mezrich, to stay. I'm sure he loved his companionship. But the Baal Shem Tov realized, the more he gave, the more he received from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe Rabbeinu says, if the heavens will listen, if the earth will listen, then I will speak. Because I only have the ability to give, if ultimately, again, I have someone to share with. And I think with the Sar Shalom, with the Belz Rebbe, what the Baal Shem Tov, what the Moshe Rabbeinu are teaching us is as follows. Sometimes we think, you know, we're all aware that we have to share what we have with the other. Whatever it is that we have. If Baruch Hashem, I'm blessed with wealth, I have to share my money with someone else. But what if I'm not blessed with wealth? All of us are blessed with something. And it is my obligation to share that something with the other. So we all know this. But sometimes the calculation we make is, look, you know what? I'd have a lot more if I kept it to myself. But no, what am I going to do? I'm a Jew. I have to share. I have to share my money. I have to share my abilities. I have to share my talents. I have to share my strengths. I have to share everything with the other. I know it comes at a loss to me, but that's what I'm obligated to do. And what the Baal Shem Tov, what the Sar Shalom of Belz, what Moshe Rabbeinu teaches us is, no, that's not the case. See, what sometimes we don't realize is we only get what we have because we share it. The moment that we stop doling out the waters of our personal well is the moment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu stops the water from flowing. It's not the pshat that I have what I have despite the fact that I share it with someone else. I have what I have because I share it with someone else. Everything I have in life is like my well, is my spring. And what the Baal Shem Tov teaches us is the more water you draw from the spring, the more the spring has the ability to replenish itself. Such an incredible yisod. When we give to the other, not only are we not diminished, but when we give to the other, it gives the opportunity for our personal wellspring to replenish itself. Otherwise, if I'm not sharing of myself with someone else, the waters of my spring are there. It's true, they're not doled out, but they remain stagnant. And if I'm not sharing those waters with anyone else, there's no room for more waters to come in and to replenish. It's such an incredible insight into how we look at giving to the other. It's not just the pshat that I have to be charitable in whatever it is, with my money, with my abilities, with my time, with my kochos, and I know there's going to be a collateral loss to me, but what could I do? That's my obligation. No. It's that we only have what we have because we share of our waters with someone else. The waters that replenish themselves within our personal wellspring are only there because we share it with someone else. As we begin the new year, we begin this beautiful new year filled with so much promise. You know, very often, the Yamim Noraim are by design an introspective, self-centered avoda. Not self-centered in a bad way. These days are meant for us to introspect, to look into ourselves, and to try to figure out who we're supposed to be, what we're supposed to be, the lives we're supposed to lead. And very often, the focus is on us. As we come out of Yamim Noraim, we have to shift the focus from ourselves to others. This is part of the avoda of Sukkis, which Emir Tashem will talk about in coming Shiurim. Hakel, which was the gathering that took place after the Shemitah year, always took place on the Yom Tov of Sukkis. Sukkis is Aliyah L'Regel. It's an Amisa, Dalet Minim, every different kind of Jew. There's an Achdos, there's a togetherness. There's a recognition that, yes, I worked on myself over the last 10 days and over the last month of Elul. Now it's time for me to take what I've worked on myself and it's time for me to begin to share with the other. I have to share my money with the other. I have to share my time with the other. I have to share my abilities with the other. And lest you think that by sharing with the other, you deplete yourself. Ha'azinu ha'shamayim va'adabera. When there's someone to listen, that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you something to say. The more you share with the other, the more you give the other, the more HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you. Wishing everyone a guten Erev Shabbos, a beautiful evening, and the Me'ir Tashem, looking forward to continuing our learning next week.